smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
Prime Minister says British experts are meeting to decide if the Russian plane crash in Egypt will change any UK security plans and travel advice. Metrojet insists the disaster, which killed 224 people, could only have been the result of an external impact and not technical or human error. Former head of flight operations at the Civil Aviation Authority, Captain Mike Vivian, says they're speaking too soon.
I think it's incredibly premature, but here's a company which is under pressure, and as I understand it, subject to a criminal investigation in Russia. But it clearly is under pressure. Its aircraft are not flying, and they're putting on a brave face.
This is KMFM News.
An 18-year-old woman said to be in a life-threatening condition after falling onto the tracks at Sittingbourne train station. Emergency crews were called after it happened just after 8 this morning. Commuters had to be taken off a high-speed train that had just arrived whilst the station was temporarily closed. All lines have now reopened. A Kent head teacher accused of possessing indecent images of children has appeared in court. Tim Watson resigned from Cliffwoods Primary School in the summer after being arrested in April. The 55-year-old, who now lives on Sylvan Avenue in Nottingham, has been released on bail and is due at Maidstone Crown Court later this month.
KMFM News.
Protesters have gathered at a notorious railway crossing in Kent to call for it to be kept open. Four people have died at the Glebeway site in Whitstable over the past 5 years. Most recently, a 14-year-old girl who'd been listening to music when she was hit by a train. Network Rail are set to introduce a warning system, but also have unveiled long-term ideas which would see the crossing closed completely. Protester Chris Wells doesn't want that to happen.
We're not against making this crossing safer. We want to keep this crossing, but we want the bells, we want the whistles, we want the lights. We believe with that sort of improvement that we can save lives.
Dozens of flights have had to be cancelled today because of heavy fog. Visibility is still down to 50 metres in some spots across central and eastern England.
KMFM News.
A charity says the number of homeless children across Britain has increased by almost 15,000 in the last year alone. Shelter says the number in temporary accommodation is at its highest level since 2008. Its advisors are said to be struggling to cope with demand. Francesca is finally moving into a permanent home with her children after years of problems.
I've done a degree, I've got a good job, you know, and having to stay in this one room with my two kids, I felt like a failure.
Meantime, the struggles faced by rough sleepers will be screened in Kent later as part of a major film festival. It'll tell the story of a teenager on the streets and will be screened at the Gulbenkian in Canterbury as part of the Homeless Film Festival. Dean Brocklehurst is the co-director.
We try and highlight these wider issues, whether it be, as I say, families in temporary accommodation, people that might be working and living in the car, refugees, asylum seekers, and migrants, so we highlight some of these wider issues, kind of try and educate people.
It'll be screened from 7 tonight. And Kerry Mulligan's picked up a prize for her role in Suffragette as the movie awards season kicked off last night in Beverly Hills. The British star won Best Actress at the 19th Annual Hollywood Film Awards.
KMFM Sport.
England's cricketers are making good ground on Pakistan in the second day of the final test. They're chasing the host's first innings total of 234 in Sharjah. A short time ago, England were 205 for 4, trailing by 29 runs. Now with the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, New Zealand's iconic rugby union fly half Dan Carter is World Rugby's Player of the Year. The All Blacks retiring from the international game after leading the side to their third World Cup title at the weekend. He says after missing out on the final 4 years ago, beating Australia at Twickenham on Saturday was very special.
It's been a fairy tale finish, an absolute dream come true this last 24 hours. I never expected this. I was just happy to be a part of this World Cup winning side, but to win back-to-back World Cups and so I guess have the finish on what's been an amazing career, I'm just so fortunate.
And in ice hockey, it was two draws from two games for Kent's Invicta Dynamos over the weekend. It finished 2-2 away to Solent Devils in South Division 1 last night after the side were held 1-1 by Cardiff Devils in the league on Saturday.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.